ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
When the tax office comes knocking, it's not usually good news. And right now, thousands of people across the country are receiving unwelcome attention as the tax office works to recover historical debts that it had previously put on hold. Today, business reporter Nassim Kadem on why the ATO is trying to recover the funds now and why some people are comparing it to robo-debt. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Nassim, it's the message everyone really hopes they don't get from the tax office, which is you owe us money. But right now, the ATO is really setting out to recover old debt. And by old, I mean really quite old.
Yeah, so some people have a debt they don't actually know about because the ATO has made an assessment years ago that it's uneconomical to pursue. That's the term they give it. But last year, the ATO sent notices to tens of thousands of people telling them they owed money. And in a lot of cases, they had no idea a debt existed. So the ATO says it's owed more than $15 billion from 1.8 million entities, which is mostly made up of individuals. These are debts, as I've said, that are deemed uneconomical to pursue. So while the debt still theoretically exists, typically the ATO doesn't pursue these debts because it's more costly for the agency to chase them down than to write them off. But last year, the ATO resurrected these debts. The problem is nobody knew these debts even ever existed, and it's caused much angst and distress for taxpayers.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you've been speaking to some people who've been caught up in this. They owe the tax office money they had no idea about up until now. And I'm gathering that's a pretty big shock. Tell me about Adriana Carrington.
She spent years in an abusive marriage, which upended her life, as you can imagine, in many ways, but particularly financially.
Physical, mental, psychological, financial, I think was the worst abuse. He used to buy things that he couldn't afford and have them secured against my family home that I'd been in for over 20 years.
She left the marriage more than a decade ago. Now at 55, she felt she'd finally got her life on track. She'd got a mortgage for a new home. She'd started her own business. But now she's been hit with this alleged 15-year-old tax debt from the 2008-09 financial year.
When you hear that this old debt has now been resurrected, how do you feel?
Devastated, absolutely devastated, inconsolable. I was for the first couple of days. Then I've had to try and grapple with what it is, print things out, try and resurrect and fight the case with the ATO. They've sent me a letter saying that my claim has been disallowed and they're still trying to collect money.
When the debt was first issued, it was around $15,000, but she's been charged interest dating back over all these years, which is why her debt is now around $34,000 and growing. And this debt exists, she says, because her ex-husband had placed income into a trust under her name, but she says she never received income from it. And complicating all this is the fact that she didn't even become aware of the debt until it had basically gone from being invisible to visible on her MyGov account. In 2016, her accountant told her this debt had effectively been written off, that she didn't need to worry about it. In 2023, it reappears as a one-line statement on her MyGov account. So, you know, now she fears she'll lose her home if the ATO demands she pay the debt in full.
When I left my husband, I had a three-page bad credit list. I couldn't get a home into my own name. I'm already 55 years old. I've only got a certain amount of working time left. I'd have no superannuation that I can draw on, and this money is really going to affect me.
So I guess the question, Nassim, is why now? Why is the ATO after this money at this particular point?
Well, as mentioned, normally the ATO will just write these debts off, but it resurrected them after it was questioned by the Auditor General about what all these debts being written off were. So then the ATO decided to resurrect these debts. The ATO now says that it has no discretion under the law to waive these amounts, and that it's now a matter for the federal government to decide whether to waive certain debts, but the federal government has so far not acted.
And Nassim, you found in some cases, unlike Adriana, where the debt is quite large, in other cases, people are being pursued over just a few cents.
Yeah, so some people are being pursued for debts that are just 5 cents. I spoke to Gail Freeman. She runs a small accounting firm in Canberra and represents taxpayers who are being pursued for old debts worth as little as a few cents. And one who's now deceased, 20 of her clients are impacted in total.
In October was when I got the communication from them. And it was a letter, and attached to it were the names of 20 clients and their debts, which there were a couple at 5 cents, a couple at 55 cents, one at 33 cents, and the biggest one was just over 1,000, and they were all really, really old. The debts, that is, not the clients.
And Nassim, separate to these personal matters, businesses are also being pursued by the ATO at the moment, aren't they?
That's right. So the tax office is chasing more than $34 billion worth of debt owed by small businesses and self-employed Australians. These are debts that were put on hold during COVID when businesses were struggling. The ATO defines small businesses as very, very small people. So we're talking sole traders, companies, trusts, partnerships that operate a business for all or part of the income year and have less than $10 million of turnover. Now, this has created, obviously, huge pressure for businesses that are already struggling to stay afloat in the slowing economy, including in construction, in hospitality, retail. And there are reports that the ATO is using more aggressive tactics to pursue the debts. And there are predictions that the rate of insolvencies could track towards the highest levels seen just after the global financial crisis.
Yeah, tell me, what kind of powers does the ATO have to go after these business debts, but also the personal debts that we've been talking about?
The ATO has extraordinary powers to go after debt. So it can do things like issue a garnishee notice on your bank account, which basically means they take the money directly from your bank account. It can report the debt to credit agencies, which is it's been doing in the case of tens of thousands of businesses. So that obviously impacts your credit rating and it means you're less likely to be able to get loans. It can issue what's known as a director penalty notice. So this makes the business owner or the director personally liable for the debt. And if a business fails to pay, it can also issue winding up notices in court. Karen Payne is the Inspector General of Taxation and the Taxation Ombudsman. So she's the person who people basically go to complain about the ATO. I spoke to her and she says while the ATO has significant powers, it has to be careful how it uses these powers as people's lives, you know, can be ruined if it misuses them.
Whilst the law tells you what you must do, it doesn't tell you how to do it. And being nuanced, recognising individual circumstances can be difficult. But it's also the obligation of agencies of the Commonwealth to act in the interest of the community. And so in doing debt collection on behalf of the Commonwealth, it's important that they keep in mind those principles.
And as you said, the government could step in. And at a time when a lot of people are struggling with high interest rates, with huge cost of living pressures, some people have said it just doesn't look good for the government not to do something about this.
Yeah, so some have likened that debts uneconomical to pursue situation to the controversial Centrelink robo-debt scheme. You know, that scheme, you might recall, chased welfare recipients for money Centrelink claimed they owed, but was later found by a royal commission into the scheme to be seriously flawed. So Adriana Carrington is calling this debt issue robo-tax. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie also says the federal government should consider waiving debts in some cases where the debts are too small or too old and not the fault of the taxpayer.
There's more than a whiff of robo debt. You know, people getting these bills with no explanation and having trouble finding out what the explanation really is. You know, we need to have a sensible program where, among other things, where it's easier for accountants and financial planners to find out what exactly is the debt and what's the basis for it, and then to have a fair process where, maybe they need to pause the interest in certain circumstances, but in any case, ensure that there's a repayment program put in place for legitimate debts that is fair.
Of course, robo-debt had devastating consequences, but it's not quite the same as robo-debt, is it? Because in many of those cases, the debts didn't actually exist. There was no debt. So is it really fair, I suppose, to compare those two?
Well, you're right. There is a fundamental difference between robo-debt and this. And in this case, these are old debts that do exist, but that people didn't necessarily know about. Whereas in the case of robo-debt, a royal commission found that in many cases the debts didn't even exist and was quite scathing of the way Centrelink went about chasing the debt. I guess the reason that people are likening it to robo-debt or calling it robo-tax is the surprise element of all this and the fact that these debts were basically invisible, or kind of invisible, and then became invisible, right? So they weren't showing up on your MyGov statement or showing up with your accountant, and then suddenly all these years later they show up. And you can imagine that it's enormously stressful if you have to go back more than a decade to try and understand how a debt came about. Most people don't keep records dating back that far. They've moved on with their lives, and it's been enormously stressful for them and their accountants to have to go back and investigate and understand how these debts even came about all these years ago.
What about the Australian Tax Office? What's it saying about all of this?
So rather than apply penalties, the ATO is now trying to recover many of the debts by waiting for the taxpayer to basically get a credit in their tax return and then offsetting any debt against that credit. The ATO says about 69,000 taxpayers with debts totaling $274 million fall into this category. The problem for other taxpayers is that until the debt is paid, interest generally still applies, and in some cases penalties may too. So the ATO has indicated to ABC News it is willing to waive interest charges on certain debts. A spokeswoman told me that taxpayers can apply to the ATO to seek waiving of general interest charges on applied on debts, but that the ATO will only consider these on a case-by-case basis.
What about the federal government? Is it going to do anything here?
So a spokeswoman for Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones said the minister's looking into the issue and the government is deeply concerned about the way this was communicated and the stress caused to those who received notices or who received letters. The spokeswoman said the ATO is reviewing its approach with taxpayers, and that the government would wait for the agency's findings before they commit to any action.
And the sim, thousands of people are being caught up in this. So what should people do if these debts suddenly appear in their inbox?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I don't want to be the person giving financial advice because I am a journalist, but, you know, obviously keep an eye out for any flag debts. If you do see something appear that you weren't expecting, speak to an accountant or a counsellor in the first instance.
And Adriana, what's she going to do? How's she going to pay her debt?
Well, there has been some good news. We're waiting to see the outcome, but following my story on her, she said that the tax commissioner called her to apologise to her, and we're waiting to see what they do, whether they waive the debt in total, whether they waive the interest. We're waiting to see what happens here.
Nassim Kadeem is a business reporter based in Melbourne. This episode was produced by Bridget Fitzgerald and Nell Whitehead. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.